Earlier this month, notices went out to property owners in Hopkins County whose property had had a significant change in value. Those who disagree with the findings of the Hopkins County Appraisal District Office have a deadline approaching to register a protest and to seek a change. I talked about the process with Chief Appraiser Kathy Singleton.
We've mailed out appraisal notices. They went out May the 4th.
Okay.
They have until June the 2nd if they call, you know, if they want to call or if they have any questions. And we only sent notices out to those people whose value increased, new owners, or if they requested a notice.
We've done that for several years now.
Yes.
And that's working pretty good?
It's working very well.
Uh-huh. Do you still get some people that say, you know, I used to get this notice, but I don't get it anymore?
I've probably had two or three. They're starting to get used to it, and I've put it on the website. So
as long as there's no change or anything. But I guess some people just like information, right?
They just want to know. They were used to getting them every year.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting much response? Are people wanting to set up, tell us what if they want to protest or what's the process?
When they come in, we get them with their appraiser that does their area, and we have what we call an informal meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can't come to an agreement, then they would be set up for a formal protest with the ARB.
Okay, and they usually meet sometime in the summer, I believe, right?
In June, yes.
Okay. And so those meetings, those dates are already set?
Yes, they are.
All right. So if you can't satisfy them, then they go for that?
Absolutely.
And is that list growing, or is that much of a list this year?
This year, I mean, we've been steady with people coming in, but we could explain most of it. We have a handful of people signed up for ARB already.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the deadline's June 2nd. So I would anticipate some more.
We see over in the Metroplex, you know, where they're having large numbers. But of course, we're talking values there, in some cases, maybe 10% increase, right? Well,
that's correct. And overall, here, we were about 2%.
About 2%. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an average. That means some a little higher, some a little lower, right?
And some changed. Not at all, so.
All right. If a person, obviously, if they're not satisfied, what kind of things can they bring, or do they just argue?
Based on evidence, and the appraisal district will have evidence, meaning sales of similar properties. So I would suggest anybody coming in, they would bring pictures, documentation to support their position, to give the ARB something to act on.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big push right now. Now, I know you've put out your preliminary values for the governments to help prepare their budgets.
Right. Well, I hope they don't use the preliminary figures, but they're pretty much having to get an idea of how much levy they're going to have.
I think like Sherry McGraw for the school district, she was pretty typical. She said that, you know, explain what she had gotten from you,
mm-hmm.
but she also pointed out that almost every time that when you have certified values, they usually come out a little bit higher than what the preliminaries are, so they know that there's that possibility, but she did go ahead and use the lower values. Right?
Right. What I do is I send them the values as they are, and then I write in for loss during this period, because we know that people are going to bring in evidence that will support lowering a value. So I try to anticipate that for the entities sometimes, and I try to overestimate. I don't want them to end up with less money.
Yeah.
So.
So it's a good place to start, but it is just a start, and I think they know that what will that late July or something for
yes.
the certified?
July 25th is the deadline for that.
KSST News.